Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 34, verses 1 and 4. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. This is one of 14 Psalms that has a title which identifies when David wrote it. The background to this particular psalm is found in 1 Samuel chapter 21 and 22. To summarise, David had run away from King Saul, who was trying to kill him. He escaped to the king of Gath for safety. However, David felt far from safe, and so he decided that it would be best for him to pretend to be mad. This worked well, and he successfully escaped from the king of Gath to his next hiding place in the cave of Adullam. So the context of this psalm is one of threat and insecurity. And yet David is full of praise and worship. Indeed, he encourages us to praise the Lord at all times and says that praise will always be on his lips. The truth is that it's easy to praise the Lord when everything is going well. But David, in common with the Apostle Paul, was convinced that praising God is the appropriate response every day. Just think of all the challenges and difficulties which Paul faced that we've read about over the last month. He constantly experienced pressure and frequently faced physical threats. He was let down by close colleagues and suffered continually from his thorn in the flesh. But nevertheless, he encouraged the church in Ephesus to be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs amongst yourselves and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks, he said, for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every day we have a choice as to how we'll approach life. We could go into today full of complaints, but we could listen to Paul and David and decide that the best attitude is to have one of praise and thanksgiving. And I can assure you that whatever may be happening in your life, if that is your attitude, then you'll find no end of things for which to praise God. So let me ask you a question. What are three reasons why you should be praising God right now? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for the ways in which you are continually blessing our lives. Help us to keep praising you throughout today. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles as well, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.